Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says Chicago will slowly begin opening up in the first part of next month. Restaurants will partially open, with the emphasis on outdoor dining. Daycare also on the list, along with golf courses and parks, as long as they're not on the lakefront. Mayor says reopening the lakefront will be restricted.
Now, I know everyone's anxious to see our lakefront itself reopen, but at this point, we simply aren't there yet. But we are working hard to get to that point. And when it does open, and I very much hope that it'll open sometime in phase three, it will begin with very tight limitations on numbers, duration of use, and an emphasis on movement.
Now to the churches. The mayor says they may open for in-person services later next month. She slammed President Trump's call for them to order them to reopen immediately, meaning this weekend. Illinois is reporting more than 2,700 in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's the latest, increasing the state's total to more than 105,000 now. The number of deaths is at more than 4,700. The state's public health director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, says this holiday weekend, remain vigilant.
Sadly, thousands of Illinoisans are dead from COVID-19, and many families and friends were not able to visit their loved ones or be there when they passed. And another nearly 4,000 people are in the hospital right now fighting for their lives. Those are truly heartbreaking facts.
King County Sheriff's Office, meanwhile, has launched a COVID-19 community needs form on its website. Kane residents quarantined due to their increased susceptibility to the coronavirus can request help from the sheriff's office, from the deputies, by completing the form. Among the kinds of requests that can be made are food support, well-being checks, and care packages. That in Kane County. Well, if you're looking for a job these days, you are not alone, of course, but if you get an interview for that job, you're likely to be doing it online.
Many people are doing job interviews on video conferencing, and in order to look good for the potential boss, you need to remember video calls are like doing TV, beginning with lighting.
Have it below you a little bit, or below your eye line. What that does is it reduces the amount of wrinkles that you seem to have. If you're tired and there's sort of bags under your eyes, that doesn't show up as much. So if the light is below your eye line, that's flattering. And put the camera up. And if the camera's in your laptop, put your laptop up on a few books.
Analyst Paul Hochman tells the WBBM Noon Business Hour, no fun backgrounds when it's a serious call. Instead, do something natural like bookshelves. And he suggests buying a good microphone so you sound clear for the interviewer. Cisco Coto News Radio, 105.9 FM.
In Elgin, they found a way to maintain a Memorial Day tradition that dates back to 1868, even with the virus crisis.
As usual, wreaths and floral displays honoring members of the military who died while serving our country will be placed at the base of the Grand Army of the Republic Monument in Elgin's Bluff City Cemetery on the morning of Memorial Day. Usually, hundreds of people gather for a ceremony at the monument. Steve Thorne of the Elgin Patriotic Memorial Association says this year people will be allowed to drive by the monument and pay tribute as they remain in their vehicles.
We've had this tradition going on for 152 years. We didn't want that chain to be broken. But you know why, Jim? Because of the fact that we care. We know what this day means.
Thorne says Memorial Day is too important a holiday for Elgin and for the country to allow the COVID-19 outbreak to stop Americans from honoring the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, the city of Chicago hosting a virtual town hall to provide residents of the Little Village community with an overview of the necessary emergency demolition of the turbine building, one of two remaining structures on the former Crawford Coal Power Plant on South Pulaski Road. It's today at 10 o'clock, that virtual town hall. Residents can call by phone or use their computer. Residents have complained about the demolition and the health risks involved after errors were made by the developer during the implosion of the old smokestack back in April.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.